There are a number of scriptural sources for the halacha that the shechita of a goy is possible. The Mishnah just tells us the halacha. The Rambam, on one hand, and Tosfos and the Rosh, on the other hand, argue about what is the source. How do we know that a shechita performed by a goy does not render the animal permitted to eat, but rather that an animal shechted by a goy remains forbidden to eat? The Rambam shechita itself is subject to controversy amongst the Achronim, because the Rambam contradicts himself in two places. One place, the Rambam seems to write that indeed, midyoraisa, the shechita of a goy, so long as that goy did not perform the shechita with kavana, with intention of worshipping Avodah Zarah, is actually kosher. Hence, the Rambam would imply that a ger toshav, a goy who has a green card to live in Eretz Yisrael, because he's accepted to perform the Shavu Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and therefore he has renounced Avodah Zarah, that his shechita perhaps ought to be kosher. That would be the inference from this Rambam, who implies that shechita of a goy is only possible with the Eretz when it's Avodah Zarah. And the same thing when you have a goy who's a katan. We assume that a katan, a minor, is not really capable of having kavana to serve Avodah Zarah. So therefore, if a goy katan performs a ma'aser shechita and the shechita is flawless, we're not going to be posel it midyoraisa according to the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that the shechita of a ger toshav and the shechita of a katan by goyim is also posel. So the Rambam might explain that by saying that it's a gzera derabanan, that the rabbanon were afraid lest people come to eat from meat which was shechted by a goy who's a gadol and an oved avodah zarah. Therefore they said, in order to avoid that, don't even eat from the shechita of a goy who's a katan or a ger toshav. Or alternately, it could be part of the general series of gzeiros that were designed to make sure that Jews marry Jews and don't marry goyim. As the Torah says, that it's permitted to marry Jews, it's not permitted to marry non-Jews. So Chazal made a lot of gzeiros in order to encourage Jews to fraternize with each other and therefore marry each other, not to socialize with goyim and end up learning from the, you know, the bad things in the societies that surround them, and not to ultimately end up marrying non-Jewish women. So one reason or another, the Rabbanon made a gzera according to this implication of the Rambam. The Rabbanon made a gzera not to eat from the shechita of any goy, just like the Rabbanon made a gzera that you shouldn't eat from food, certain foods that were cooked by a goy. So they made a gzera you shouldn't eat from meat that was shechted by goyim. The other halach in the Rambam, it's significant to note that one appears in Hilchis Tumah, Hilchis Tumas Nevela, Shar Avos HaTumah, and the other appears in Hilchis Shechita. So the other formulation of the Rambam is that it's Taka D'Oraisa, that Shechita's Goy is Pasuk. The Pasuk, the source in the Torah to teach us this Pasuk, is a Pasuk that says, V'kara l'cha v'achalta mizivchoi, that we're afraid that if you make a treaty with the Canaanites who inhabit Eretz Yisrael, that there's going to be a slippery slope, a perilous chain of events which will culminate ultimately in Avodah Zarah, and before Avodah Zarah will be intermarriage, and before intermarriage we'll be attending the same parties and eating the same foods. He will call to you and you will eat from what he shechted, from what he was zeveach. And the fact that the Torah itself is worried lest the Jew come to be oichel mizivchai implies that there's an Isser. Just like the Torah is worried ultimately that we'll serve Avodah Zarah, there's an Isser in serving Avodah Zarah. The Torah is worried about intermarriage, there's an Isser in intermarriage. Same thing, the Torah is worried that a treaty will lead to Achilas Zivchei Goyim. Clearly there must be an Isser in Achilas Zivchei Goyim. And that Isser, says the Rambam, will be the Isser of Nevela, the Isser of an animal which lacks Shechita. So that's the second possibility in the Rambam. The Achronim labor mightily to resolve this stira in the Rambam, to explain that either the Rambam holds that Shechitas Goy Shelo L'Avodah Zarah is only the Rabbanon, and to answer, reread the evidence which indicates it is D'oraisa, or the opposite, to claim the Rambam really holds that Shechitas Goy is possible with D'oraisa, and to reread the evidence which indicates that it's only D'rabbanon. This is Shitas HaRambam. Shitas Tosfos and the Rosh is a little bit different. Tosfos and the Rosh clearly state that Shechita of a Goy is possible with the Araisa. It's possible in a Torah. However, they do not bring down the Pasuk which the Rambam cites. Instead, they bring down a Pasuk of their own. As it says, V'zavachto v'achalto, and you will shecht and you will eat. Say Tosfos, and says the Rosh, what this Pasuk indicates to us is that a person who is a bar achila is a bar zvicha. But a person who is not a bar achila is not a bar zvicha. In other words, we'll explain it according to one mahalach in Achronim first, and then we'll go back and explain it according to a different mahalach. A person who's a bar achila, this refers to somebody who is commanded to eat kosher meat and commanded to abstain from non-kosher meat. Bar achila. Otherwise, his achila has nothing to do with zvicha. He eats to satisfy his material needs, to provide nutrition to his body, but he's not so much fulfilling a mitzvah sasei, or avoiding a mitzvah lo sasei. By choosing carefully what he eats, he's merely preserving his health. But to be a bar achila, that means that a person, by eating, is almost fulfilling a mitzvah. He's being careful not to eat treif. He's being careful to eat kosher. So a bar achila is a bar zvicha. If a person has a mitzvah to avoid non-kosher meat, so then he, the Torah says, is defined as a person who is ra'oi, who is suited to performing the mitzvah of shechita. So that presumably means only a Jew. This is one mahalach in Achronim. A person who's mutzuva, who's commanded to eat only kosher and to avoid treif, is allowed to shecht. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and of the Pri Chadash in terms of Tosfos. However, this opinion was not held by the majority of earlier Achronim. Indeed, by the Beis Yosef rejects this reading of Tosfos, and there may be very strong inferences that Tosfos themselves reject this reading of Tosfos. And instead they explain that a bar achila does not simply mean a person who's commanded by Hashem to abstain from non-kosher and to only eat kosher.